Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hey guys, it's Christy here. This one's a little bit different. It's going to be me, my mom, my brother's significant other, longtime girlfriend, and Belle and the dog. So if you're someone who doesn't like to hear Belle in the background or dogs barking or just basically people sitting around shooting the shit, this one might not be for you, but it's interesting to just talk to my mom and hear her and kind of get a little bit more of my family stuff. So if you want to listen, go ahead. If you're not, you may want to skip this one, but you never know what you hear. I hope you guys have a great day. Like, subscribe, share our podcast with a friend. Oh, and don't forget to check out our forum. It's free. We're going to put lots of tips and everything on there. You can put stuff for posing. You can ask us workout questions, meal plan, just mental questions about how to get through life. We're not pros. Nope, Belle, we're not, are we? But we'll help you as much as we can. We hope you have a good day. Thanks for listening. Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. This is just Christy, but I have a very special guest, probably one of the most special guests that I could have. You've already heard from the husband. Belle can't really talk yet, so the only other person that would make that... Oh, you've heard from Heather too. the only other person left that would be that super special is Mommy Dearest. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
So that's my mom. She's really nervous for no reason because there's no one sitting except for me next to you. We're sitting outside in my yard. We just, she's
my hands are sweating.
So you don't worry about it. They can't see you. By the time it comes on, it'll be like Monday, so it'll be fine. We just enclosed the fence, so the dogs are out with us, just walking around, enjoying life, and Belle's sleeping. So we're taking advantage of it, and it's her birthday.
That makes me old.
Like 29 again, right?
Plus a few.
So actually, Mom's young, and we'll talk a little bit about that too. But so we talked to Danica's mom already. I was like, oh, I gotta get my mom sometime, and then I was like, oh, well, no better time than now. So why don't you tell? Well, instead of just Mom, we'll call her Vicky. Well, I'll call her Mom, but you guys can call her Vicky. But tell us a little bit about you.
Today makes my 51 birthday.
That's it, 51.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, now, lady. Now I'm going home.
No, just kidding. She's twirling her hair just like me. Yes.
I have two wonderful children.
She does.
Both Geminis.
Yes, they are.
I do have some gray hairs because of it.
Yep.
Two totally different Geminis,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but yeah. Wait, so let's start with that question. Who is the worst Gemini? Hardest, not worst.
Hardest to raise?
Yes.
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes. That's about right.
Well, it's different, though, because we lived in a city-ish, and Alex was raised more in the country setting.
Yeah, so you probably don't know all the shit he did. You can curse.
Well, I do, because I had to bring him.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so you have two kids, but that's not who you are. That's part of
it. Yeah, that's not who I am. Let's see. Medical secretary, love my job, work for an amazing doctor.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty cool.
Yep, brain surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our patients are brain patients.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to help them with their medical issues.
Mm-hmm. You have a wife.
I have my best friend, wife.
Yes. She's not a lesbian.
No.
We just say that it's wife.
She's my wife because I depend on her like a, like you would your wife.
Yeah, exactly.
If I need to do something, I know that she can do it for me and I don't have to ask twice.
That's right. And then you're hippie, slightly.
Slightly.
You're like a redneck hippie.
Got my boots, got my shit kickers. I got my grounding stone, got my tarot cards.
Exactly. That's a great way to say it. I never thought of it like that. And she likes to go to race car, drive it, like race car events. And then she likes to like read your aura.
People's energies.
Yes, exactly.
I like to have my feet in the sand and in the grass and in my trees.
Is Cancer a earth sign?
Water, but...
Oh, whatever. Close enough.
Yes. But I don't like to be in the water.
Really?
Nope.
I hate earth and water. I guess that's why I'm an air sign, huh? Makes sense. Like travel. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so we're going to go through some questions. I have some questions that Danica asked. Let's start with this. What was it like raising me?
You were the cutest little shit.
That's exactly what I would call Belle.
Yep. Started walking way too young. 7 months old. Then after, it was nonstop. Actually, I should have known better because The second that you hit the Earth's air, your eyes were wide open and you were looking around like, what can I do now?
Which was exactly how I still am, 30 something years later.
Slept from day one. I didn't have to worry about.
I'm pro sleeper.
Yep. Bottle fed. Bummer.
Well, I mean, back then it was different.
Yeah.
You didn't really, breastfeeding wasn't like the thing to do back then. And
No,
we'll
and.
talk about that too, about the difference between now and then.
Yeah, because I breastfed Alex, so that was
Yeah, that's a good point.
there's a difference there.
I was a cool baby, clearly.
Cool baby, adorable, running all over the place, never stopped. The first time I ever noticed that you came out of your crib, your dad and I were like, "Did you get the baby up?" "No, did you get the baby up?" "Well, she's standing at the foot of the bed." We put you back in, you come back over, put you back in, we look around the corner and see that you huffed your stuffed animals on the floor, pulled yourself up, put your legs over, and dropped on your stuffed animals. I knew you were pretty smart back then.
And just wiry, just need to climb. Need to climb. I do like to climb things. Might cause me a monkey. You were young,
I was
so
young.
you were 16.
Yep.
So what was it like being a 16-year-old with a kid?
It was rough. I was 17 a month later, so, but still 16 technically. All my friends were still doing high school games and sports, and I'm working, trying to go to school, trying to figure out how to be a wife, a mom, a student, high school student. It was a little challenging. My friends didn't really stay close to me. So that was probably the beginning of who I became.
Yeah.
And then I became, mom, which is the best thing in the world. I don't think I would ever, ever give up that for anything.
Do you think you would have been different if you were older? Since, let's just say, I know we're completely different people, but if you would have had me when you had Alex. So you had Alex at 30. My brother is Alex, by the way. Do you think you would have been a different mom, me, than you were to Alex?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would have had a different life. I would have probably would have gone into the military. I was pretty strong in science, so probably would have gone still into the medical field.
I knew that. Did you know that, Alex? So here's the other fun part. Now I have my brother here, so I didn't know that, and that kind of makes sense why I went to it, and Alex kind of went into it too. Interesting. So continue.
I'm not quite sure what I would have done, but I definitely would have gone into more of a science field. Probably medical. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
Could have been. I still wanted to be a vet back then. So maybe animal medicine.
We have tons of animals around us right now.
Looking, watching.
Watching us. What was your life like after having a baby at 16?
As a teen, working a lot, trying to go to school still, as I was only a junior in high school, still had another year. So trying to work, trying to be a mom, trying to be a wife. Obviously, that didn't work well.
Yeah, how was
It
that?
could have been better.
That's
It could have been better. But we're both young and neither one of us knew what we were doing. We used to stash the dishes in the oven when people would come over instead of wash them.
Wait, you both would?
Yes.
This is amazing. This is why we're asking the question to Alex. Why would you stash them in there instead of just like trying to do them before?
I don't know. It's like, why put dishes in the sink when you have a dishwasher? I don't.
Because lazy. That's why you leave them in the sink. That's what
And
my
when we had
pet
company,
peeve
we would put them underneath the
I
cabinet or
get
in
that. I get that.
the
I get like hiding it, but so it was interesting.
It
You
was
both
inter
young.
it was inter I didn't have a license.
You
I didn't get my license till I was 18.
get out of town.
Yeah, your dad said that was the end of our marriage when I got my license.
Why?
Because I was able to actually take the car and go visit my friends who I hadn't really seen in about a year.
That's kind of sad. So that's really sad. Why did he feel that way? I know why, but why?
Because I wasn't with him 100% of the time
Because
and he
he's a
had to watch
nerd.
you.
Because my dad's a nerd. And he just wasn't going to be a good fit for you. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. You had a baby at 16, and then you had a baby at 30.
31.
30 with her. What was the difference between parenting, not between the two of us, because we already joked around about that. I was clearly the amazing kid. Nursing, that is obviously you heard before. She said I was the tougher kid to raise. But because my brother's here, I'm giving him shit.
I mean, 14 years is a big difference between the two. When you were little, there was no cell phones. There was, you know, you had one car, maybe two cars if you were lucky in a household, lived in an apartment, and when Alex came along, there was cell phones, we had a house out in the country-ish. Alex couldn't walk to a store if he wanted to. It's a couple miles away.
Yeah, you did talk about that. What was the difference between me being a city kid and him being a country kid?
You know,
What did you say?
I'm better.
Did you hear that? He said he's better.
You, from the age that the time that you were walking, you know, you were street smart. You knew how to look both ways.
You're stupid.
You know, we taught you because we lived in the city. We taught you how to look cross, look left, look right, look left. You know, Alex didn't have to walk anywhere. He got a ride to school. There were no buses for him, so one of his parents.
We lived like a mile away from his elementary school, though, so that's another thing.
Yep, so he got a ride. Yeah, you started riding your bicycle at 4 or 5. Alex was a little challenged
Yes.
in riding his bike a little bit.
Don't worry, he was already riding go-karts that cost as much as my first car at 5, so don't worry about it. I was like 20, or what was I, 17 or something. And he had for Christmas, they bought him a go-kart that was as much as my first car.
So he could drive, but he couldn't ride his
Yeah, he couldn't ride his
bicycle.
bike.
Yep, we had a next door neighbor had to pick him up a couple of times and walk him back home.
Awesome. I love it because you don't know all these
You
things.
know, poor Zach. He's like, yep, Alex comes limping, bike's all twisted up, Alex is bleeding from his knees.
Yeah, some of those are older than I would hope.
Yep.
Oh my
And
gosh.
one year we went camping and Alex said his first he was a little bit older, but he had the brakes on the front of the handlebars and he was going downhill and he ate it. He had blood going down into his sneakers, elbows were all dinged up. He was a mess.
Oh my
Poor
goodness.
kid. You know, the difference in not only the years is financially that we were in a better place.
Yeah. Breastfed Alex and did not breastfeed me.
Right. Yep.
Any difference between that?
Alex's reasons
He
aren't
puts his
that.
thumbs up like in victory. His fist up.
Bigger.
He is bigger. He is probably twice size. He is a foot taller than me and twice the weight, clearly.
There's 4 pounds heavier than you at birth.
So that was also different.
Yep.
Nutrition was better. Well,
I think so. I
more
mean, I had
regular.
already, like, Doug was worried about donating a kidney before I got pregnant for him, but that was
So
not.
my mom donated her kidney to her brother, who had
And
passed.
yeah, and he didn't want to take it because he knew that I wanted one more child. And a year later, I end up getting pregnant with Alex, and Alex was not a little baby, so
He was not.
it was all fine and dandy.
This is the horror story I had because I didn't really have much to go off of as a female, I guess. My brother was born when I was 14, literally almost to the day 14. And I was told my mother was going into delivery, and then I was told like, no, she's still in delivery because he gets stuck. And I'm like a 14-year-old girl going, what? Wait. Babies get stuck? What's going on?
We did offer you to stay, and
You
you're like,
did, yeah.
nope.
And I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm out. So having me and having him, what was the difference in your life then? Like nutrition-wise? Did you care about that stuff?
No, probably not much different than, I mean, I had more to eat.
Right,
We
yeah.
had more protein. We had definitely more protein. We had a lot. We had meat and potatoes every night.
Let's go down that rabbit hole. To me, you're always super skinny. Slightly because I felt that just because we just didn't have the money. I think it was also something else behind that, but you always were.
I was anorexic.
Yeah. I
I'm
never noticed it.
the type of person that when I get stressed, I don't eat. And most of the women in our family are the complete opposite. When they get stressed, they eat.
Yeah, and we are the only two out of probably like 10 or so women in our family that are small, quote unquote small. Our generic last name is Small, but we are both five. Well, she's 5'2", I'm 5'3", and naturally we're in the
Small framed.
Small
boobs.
Small breasted.
Yeah, small boobs.
Unless you got them hard. Even my big boobs are smaller than our other families. I always joked and said that they were big main women.
I don't know when it happened. Probably when I was, well, when I was in eighth grade, I weighed 135. I was 133. Nope, eighth grade, because all of my friends, I was the smallest one of all my friends, and I was still 135. Because we had to do those physicals for gym.
Oh, that's right. When you had me, you're smaller.
Yeah. Okay. And when I was 9 months pregnant with you, I weighed 133.
Okay. I do remember you saying that. Well, your anorexia stuff. Where'd that come from? What caused that?
I don't know. Just, I hated my job. It was probably the only thing I can control. Even to this day, though, when I get stressed.
Yeah.
Like, my stomach gets in knots, and I don't want to eat, and if I don't eat for a day, then it doesn't faze me not to eat for 2 days.
I can remember what she ate almost every day. So, not only did she not eat, she didn't eat well when she did eat. So, she'd eat, like, a donut and, like, 5 million cups of coffee.
Oh, that still doesn't change.
And then maybe lunch, but dinner would be, like, cube steak, because that's all we could afford, and some kind of, like, macaroni and cheese, or maybe a potato, and cereal when she was going to bed.
See, not a lot of things change. I still like my cereal, still like my powdered donuts. One cup of coffee now.
So people might look at me and be like, you're blessed with great genetics. I always joke and say I have great genetics to be a little person, like you and Dad. So my dad's a very small man too. That will be an interesting podcast to get Dad on. Oh my goodness. So this will get a little deep, a little sappy, a little deep. So we were just you and I for most of the time.
Most of your life, yeah.
Yeah. There was always guys that were just like boyfriends, but most of it is just you and I. So we didn't have a lot of money. There was a time that I remember if it wasn't for Nana, we would have lived in our car, your car.
And it wasn't for Aunt Tammy, we would have, because we lived with her for a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love the family. My family definitely raised me. It was the village that raised me. How did you do that?
I think my sister, well, Becky stepped up a lot because you just were, you know, her little doll.
Clearly I'm awesome.
Yeah.
But besides that, how did you do that though? Like, yeah, we did have family, but how did you, like, what was it like, oh shit, being a mom? Like, I look at being mom now, I'm like, I don't know how my mom did it.
I don't really remember. I mean, Becky and Missy's close to my age too. So when
who's a cousin of mine?
Yeah, she's only 4 years younger. So right. Her and I were pretty tight.
Yeah. So and I had a great story about throwing up in her car. So when I was in kindergarten, my cousin Missy was a senior or something like that in high school. So she brought me to school, and we were in the same school. And I threw up in her brand new like Pontiac GTC something like a faint like. Like the car you see kind of like on Happy Gilmore. Alex, you know that movie? So Missy stepped up too.
And... Yeah. Well, because her and I would still hang out because she dated the same guys I dated. And Becky would just say, you know, can Chris stay? Especially when they had the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, you know, they would keep an eye on you. Because Becky used to take me when I was little.
Yeah. So my mom didn't have a great raise, if you don't mind talking about that, you want.
And my oldest sister, I think, is 12 years older than me, so she got out of the house. I think she was married at 15.
Yeah.
And she would take me, her and Roger, who was an amazing man.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a father figure.
Yeah. My own father figure, because my brother was 9 years older than me. Well, 9 years. And, you know, he tried to be my father figure, but, you know, he was my bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate to say that's fucked up. I know a lot of families have to deal with it, but fucked up the U.S. had to do that. And the weirdest thing, too, is for me, looking at Nana, your mom, she was awesome to me. But I was the golden child of the family. Enter applause here. But literally, I was going to... Even Alex got like, disowned somehow, and she was old and crazy at that time. And...
Yeah.
But I was the golden child, and she helped take care of me too.
Yep.
I don't know if it was just that right crux of her.
Well, she had a heart attack, so she didn't work, and then her with her eyesight, she stopped working, mm-hmm. and it just happened to be around the same time that
I was getting older.
We were getting divorced, mm-hmm. and we lived in the same town, so she just kind of watched you, and that's how you started walking.
Yeah, holding my grandmother's cigarette pack, which we learned today that Belle will be doing with an iPhone, which is completely fine. She's not polypartial. She'll use a Samsung if she has to, but whatever. Hard growing up, hard kind of early life. What were some of the things that were you almost didn't think you could get through?
I wasn't sure if I was going to get through the next week. We had no car after we got divorced. Mm-hmm. We had an awesome babysitter before my mom watched you. Terry was mm-hmm. amazing with six kids of her own, plus watching you and somebody else. Mm-hmm. She was probably my biggest mentor for parenting. And just going on that way. I mean, you did what you had to do. Mm-hmm. Things were different. I thought, you know, I felt bad that I couldn't make all of your games when you were in school. But when I was working, you know, if your games were earlier than when I got out of work, I had to work and put food on the table. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between when you were little and when Alex was little. I didn't have that so much. I got to work part-time when he was little. And then, you know, if he had a game or something, I was able to leave because I knew that Rick was paying, mm-hmm. you know, the mortgage.
Right. So you were more financially stable when right. Alex was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, right, I definitely joke, and I don't know if you ever heard me joke, you definitely have Alex, that I was like, no, I don't know who this mother is of yours, because it was not the mother I had. So the mother I had was like a best friend, I would say. I remember when I got a little older and you, like, tried to put the reins on, I was like, I was in high school and she's like, you're grounded. I was like, what? You're going to ground me? I don't understand what's going on. What was it like parenting me as I got older then?
You were always pretty independent, much more than Alex was. You were, you know, all your schooling, mm-hmm. you know, you struggle through all that reading issue pretty much on your own where... Mm-hmm. I was able to nip it with Alex for his because, you know, you had gone through it with you. Mm-hmm. So we kind of had that idea. But you were always independent. You were always able to stay out later because we lived in town and everybody mm-hmm. watched everybody else's kids and mm-hmm. you yelled at everybody else's kids. And being out in the country, you know, Alex was pretty much in the yard.
Mm-hmm. What do you think makes me different than Alex? Like, independent-wise?
Just your different personalities. I mean, it's from the day that you arrived on this earth a week earlier than you were supposed to. Because you're like, all right, I'm out of here, and I want to get this life going. And, you know, from the second that you came out, you were like, eyes wide open, you know, a little bit of, and then you're like... You're barely holding your neck up and you're trying to take steps already. You're just, you know, a month or two in, and at 7 months, you're walking, running. And Alex
is looking at us like dirty lips, kind of. Just Alex barely looking for his phone.
Gets there the day that he's due, no sooner, no later. You know, he gets stuck. He's born dead.
Oh,
you know, he was blue, his cord around his neck twice, and he just kind of. Even after he comes out of it, he's just like, you know, he's just so mellow. And you are like high energy and then down and then high energy.
Lack of oxygen.
Yeah. And Alex is just kind of like straight across the board, you know, like.
Lack of oxygen instead of total polite.
I keep telling people who are pregnant, I'm like, you know, when your baby first comes out, that's exactly the same person it's going to be. Like,
true, sounds like it.
You were early, and you were always, like, on the go after mm-hmm. that. Alex was on the same day, and he's like, I'm right here. Yep, don't worry about me.
Perfectly on time.
Yep.
Like, not too early, not too late.
Except for when I show up.
Low-key, though.
Yep. He doesn't stress too much about...
What'd you say, Catherine?
He's not on time.
Catherine said he's not on time. What do you do? What's your life like that you're so, like, got so many things to do?
I don't know. I was just like, oh, I got enough time to go.
So, you were a young mom, but you're, quote-unquote, a normal slash older grandmother, as Belle laughs in the background. What's it like to be a grandmother now?
best thing in the world. Seeing that little face. Fell in love with her from the second that I saw her sonogram picture.
So you were in the room, so talk about delivery. You were in the room with me. So if you want to talk about what it was like from your perspective, I'm 100% okay with that.
I was scared to death that your high energy stress level was going to be the downfall to me and Mike.
Why?
Because you worry so much about everything, and your energy is just all involved because you're that squirrel. And then when push come to shove, literally when push came to push, you were just like so mellow and just like, you know, focused and, yeah, we're going to get this baby out, get this job done. And you know, just watching you push and watching her come into this world, I was just like, holy crap. And this was my probably 9th or 10th baby I saw from our family be born.
I didn't know that.
And it's like, but this was my grandbaby. And, you know, and just watching Mike with this whole thing, because wasn't sure how he was going to handle that either. You know, was he going to be on the floor next to you? Or, you know, was he going to be like, what? You know, I wasn't sure. But it was pretty cool. I was excited to get back to the hospital after I went home. And you're like, yeah, my water broke all over my pants. Uh-huh. I wasn't leaving after that until this little baby came out.
So it was my mom, Mike, me, and then my nurses and my doctors. And my mom was bawling. She was bawling when Belle was born. What was your thought then?
Well, I was watching, you know, I was watching machines. I knew that you were okay. I knew she was okay. You know, Mike was still standing up, so I knew he was okay. And, you know, this little bundle of energy just came into this world. Mm-hmm. And was like, okay, now what's her personality going to be like? Mm-hmm. And, you know, who is she going to be? And mm-hmm. I'm alive to see or help form the hippie in her come out when she gets older.
Alex is shaking his head. Was it weird to see me do that as your daughter? So I can't imagine. I was thinking the other day, like, someday I'm going to be a grandparent. Like, I know I'm skipping ahead of the whole thing here, but, like, I'm going to have the moment where Belle's going to be a grown-up, and I'm going to watch her kids. Like, and you're young to me. You're a young mother, but you're probably, like, an average grandmother or, like, whatever, because I was an older mom. But to think that, like, that's crazy to think. Like, is it crazy to think... Like, well, what is your head that this is your DNA over there?
I'm glad I get to see it before something happens to me, right. So I don't remember it.
Right, that's true. That is true.
I knew you could do it, because look how strong physically you are, mentally. You know, I knew you could do it. And I was, you know, I had my little energy bubble wrapped around you.
There she is.
My pink energy bubble on you, and we had the washcloth on your forehead, and mm-hmm. you know, made sure I touched you, and I loved it that your doctor used oil.
Yeah.
So it was much more of a natural birth than, you know, just here, cut and snip, and there you go.
Yeah. Oh, she's such a good girl. So what is it like seeing your first child be a parent?
It's pretty awesome. You overthink things. You have your schedule, and sometimes I sit back going, like the first night that you let me watch her, and she was still up at 11 when you got home, and you're like, I'm like, Nana's watching, or Banana's watching. I'm like, I thought it was kind of funny. And you're like, she's still up? I'm like, yep.
No, I felt bad. I'm like, my kids should be asleep. They shouldn't be, like, screaming in her ear. Like, that's why I felt bad.
We were having a good time. Yeah. But
yeah, my mother doesn't sleep is what Alex is saying.
It's pretty cool, though. I like watching you parent her. And as all the struggles that I had being a mom or everybody's insecurity, I'm like, all right, maybe I did something right. Mm-hmm. So... I get a little pat on the back because you're such a good mom, so maybe I did something right to help you along the way.
What was an insecurity you had?
Everything.
Yeah. So, like...
you know, was am I going to feed my... And how am I going to be able to feed my kid mm-hmm. and, you know, put clothes on her? And, you know, I don't want her to have kids pick on her because she doesn't have the newest clothes mm-hmm. and the newest anything.
Yeah.
You know, when you got that little video game that was, or first color TV in your room, and, you know, Alex thinks that, you know, it's par for the course, but for you, that was a big, you know, that's for us, that was a big deal.
I got a Game Boy, and I thought it was pretty hot shit.
Yep.
I got a Sega Sonic. I got a starter jacket, and I thought it was the hottest shit ever. No big deal. He doesn't care.
He doesn't know what it is. There you go. There's the difference in the age. You know, I don't know what a starter jacket is.
Like, my starter coat was like probably like $100, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was, price wise, I was just like, I don't know what a Game Boy is.
It was just a windbreaker with her favorite team on
it. No, it was a winter coat. It wasn't a windbreaker.
Yeah.
It was a winter coat that was like padded.
Oh, but it had
the bowls on it.
Yeah,
and it
was... they're kind of back in style.
Yeah, like the Patriots are selling them now, so. They're amazing.
It's like a members only jacket from my generation.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of like members only. And I had like bowls, and then I upgraded to a Supersonics one. Back in the day, Sean Kemp was really awesome. Do you know who Michael Jordan is? just checking. So, what's one parenting tip you wish you knew then?
You know, I hate that phrase, it's going to be whatever it's going to be. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what you make it.
Yeah.
Just love your kids. You know, I wanted to be a better mom than my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you are sitting here, and you both still talk to me, so I think I succeeded.
What was the difference, if you don't mind going just so they know what the difference is? So we had it hard, you and I. Alex and you had it a little easier. But what was it like for you as a kid?
I grew up, I was born in the 60s. My mom was very poor. We were in Aroostook County.
Which is northern Maine, for people who don't know, because we have people over the United States and all over the world.
So, you know, it's the middle of the ugly 70s. My mom didn't date. No, well, not that we know of anyway. She probably did. She has five kids and three different baby daddies. And we lived in a low-income housing area. The newest one was pretty cool, though, but I had a lot of good friends. But she wasn't overly affectionate, mm-hmm. not to us. I mean, I think she was bipolar. She probably undiagnosed way back then.
But you think so?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
I mean, I've seen cast iron frying pans go at my brother's head, mm-hmm. brushes being broke against Becky's back, Tina's back, my back. She used to buy those little damn paddles with the balls on them every year for Christmas just so she could spank us with them. Verbally abusive to my siblings, my older siblings and myself, not so much my little sister. So she would, definitely I think she was bipolar.
It's so funny because she was none of that to me. And I remember you always saying, like, if she ever hits you or says anything like that to you, you let me know. I was like, well, she never did.
Yep. And I said the same thing to Alex. And I said, you know, she starts flipping out on you, you let mm-hmm. me know, because that's going to be it.
All I know is she spelled like experiment gum.
At first, all the time.
She made me watch Gone with the Wind every year, and I'm so happy for that. But
I know for a fact. I mean, we have family that probably are bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, and some of them, he laughs. And, you know.
Real laugh.
I'll
edit that out.
You know, it's not, I mean, every family probably does.
Mm-hmm.
Some family, they smoke, and some mm-hmm. are alcoholics, and ours just happens to be that part.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my aunts, most of them died of Alzheimer's. So mm-hmm. there's always that misfire in the brain somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I think that. one thing that I'm worried about is I definitely am like, what did X, Y, and Z? Oh, yeah. Mike takes advantage of that completely, by the way.
And that's my biggest fear for both of you. If Alzheimer's skips a generation and my mom had it,
mm-hmm.
and it skips me, I would much rather cash my chips in and me get it and not have you guys get it. But if it were to fall the tracks, it's going to be you.
I'm going to say it's the generation that Alex gets it. Just kidding. It's going to be me, clearly.
Were you?
Remember. She's a generation. We're almost close to the same generation. You're the different generation of us. So, remember, 16 years between mom and I, 14 between Alex and I, so we're all covered on the same kind of generations here, but you're technically a millennial. You're an asshole.
And Mom didn't have any brothers, so we don't know really what the effect is on a male of this family.
But did all the females?
I think most of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think there were six or seven girls altogether, and the last sister just passed away, and my cousin said that that's not what she died from, but they think that she was getting it.
Yeah.
But she was also in her 80s.
That's why I write journals.
And both of you played sports, and both of you had...
that's part of the fun part. The diagnosis. Like, hieroglyphics. What was that word that he was trying to say or she was trying to say? I look back at, like, my things from, like, third grade. My diaries from third grade. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I have no idea what this is.
I just came across something Alex wrote in kindergarten. I'm like, your handwriting was better then.
Oh my goodness. Any tips you have for me?
Don't overthink it. Yeah. Just go with a heart. You get all stressed out, put your earbuds in when she's crying, or just put yourself in a pink bubble.
Alex, what's it like living and growing up in a very female-dominated family? Because
you learn what to say. you pick your own battles. I say that even at the dealership, it's all my boss female. Most of the service writers are all female, and they'll start saying something to me, and it doesn't matter what it is. If I had said something to someone else, and you said this, and I'm not getting into it. Oh, what was that? Because I was like, I grew up in a female family. I know how this works out. I don't want to. I just pick my battles.
That's hilarious.
Go away.
Do you feel that it helps your relationship, Catherine? She laughs. She laughs well. So they both are very people of words, many words. So it's hard on a podcast when she laughs and smiles. Excellent. Any questions? Anyone? You have a question for me?
No. I do. Well, not that I was thinking of, but I mean, like you just mentioned, what's the biggest advantage or the biggest advice? Just love unconditionally. Your kid's going to be your kid forever. Whether they, you know, worst case scenarios, they kill somebody, they're still your child and you still need to love them. And you can accept their behaviors, or you don't have to accept their behaviors, but you still have to love them. You don't have to, but you should.
Yeah.
And with mom, you know, we don't have a picture of the whole family because she'd get mad and cut somebody out.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. There's nothing that the two of you could do to ever have me not love you. It's just not ever, it's never going to happen.
Did you want more kids?
Nope. I only wanted two.
Sorry,
your dad tried to bribe me with a Monte Carlo to have another one closer to you.
Where would he ever have money for Monte Carlo?
I don't know. That's what he said. He's like, well, if we stay together and, you know, I'll buy you a Monte Carlo.
I can't wait to get my dad on this. Dad would be someone that would be like, interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. So the way we wrap it up every time is one thing you're thankful for. It could be today, it could be life, it could be whatever.
I'm just thankful that I have both of you.
Aww.
Because, seriously to God, I don't know where I would be in my life if I didn't have my kids. A friend of mine said the other day, she goes, I would rather have a relationship like you with your kids than have a lot of friends. And we were talking about somebody different, and I'm like, I would rather have a relationship with my kids, too, than have a lot of friends.
Yeah. Oh, like, where are your genetics? Like, it is literally evolution.
Yeah, but you guys are cool.
I mean, clearly. I don't know about you.
You guys are fun to hang out with. Who laughs more than, you know, than you guys?
You get tired of me, though.
Yeah, but I say it, you know, with a smile on my face that you're an ass.
So, Alex, you're here. You're sitting. What's one thing you're thankful for? He doesn't like this gushy shit.
It's family.
Aww.
Family's over there.
Aww.
Now we've got a puppy in the family.
Oh, now we have a new puppy that Love is cuddling next to me, of course. Instead of her dad.
Catherine, what are you thankful for?
With your own voice.
Yes, with your little voice. This is so he's super deep now. You get to hear my soon-to-be sister-in-law someday, probably. What are you thankful for today, this week, this life?
My demon for baby.
My demon for baby is what she said. And she's not that bad. And she's also been taking care of Belle while we've been talking, so I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for your birthday, Mom. It's your birthday. Yay. Yay. Belle clapped. Yay. Yay, banana. Yay.
Yay.
Excellent. All right. So if you want to reach out to us, we are championchat360@gmail.com or championchat360. At Instagram. Hope you have a great day. Bye.